the North Pole, Christmas HQ, where the busy little elves are busy all year round, preparing for that one special day of the year. It's actually not that busy at the moment. Not much happening at all. But look, I'm sure something will happen to somebody sometime.
Hello, Alphonse.
Yes, Melfa, hello, again.
Just making sure the phones are working. They haven't rung all day.
Well, yes, they are working. Is that all?
What are you up to today?
Paying bills, admin, keeping matches away from Grumble. Hang on a minute. It's not like you to engage in conversation, Melfa.
I know, but there's nothing to do around here now that the automated workshop is running without any more hiccups.
Hiccups? More like burps.
Or a spew.
No one asked you, Grumble. Maybe you need a hobby, Melfa.
Or a pet?
Yes, like how I've got Grumble.
Maybe I should.
Actually, Melfa, you know what I think you'd really enjoy is...
Gotta go. Hello, Elf Control, Melfa speaking.
Okay, right. Grumble, now where were we? Take it back a bit.
You've got the remote.
No, you've got it.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure.
You wouldn't let me touch it because you said my grubby gremlin claws would stink it up.
Oh, yes.
Besides, I'm standing outside in the cold with my head through the window because you also said my grubby gremlin behind would stink up your theatre's deluxe premium leather recliners.
Oh, just fell down the side of the cushion. Now, gremlin, Grumble, just close that window a little, would you? It's a bit drafty. That's better. Now, I'll just go back a bit before Melfa interrupted.
Play from here. I like this bit.
Have you seen this, Grumble? Oh, sweet Saturn, not again. Yes, Melfa, the phones are working. You really are interrupting my work here.
That was the coal company.
A coal call?
Yes, the price of coal is going up again.
What? You know, it'd be cheaper to give the naughty kids one of those mass-produced game boxes. They're cheaper than a lump of coal these days.
Do you still want this year's order to go ahead?
No, we simply can't afford it anymore. We really need an alternative to coal.
I got coal for Christmas last year, and every other year.
Is that all now, Melfa? I've really got to get back to my important work. I'm very close to the end.
You were going to suggest some hobbies.
Gotta go now. Bye. Right, Grumble, pass me the remote.
But you...
Oh, sweet Santa, it was just getting good.
Yeah, the boat's about to sink.
Spoiler! Hang on, when did you see this? Have you been in my theatre? I thought I could smell deer carcass. Just lean in the window a bit further, Grumble.
Like this? Yeah. Oh, the window's on my neck!
Now, wait here while I see the fat man.
At least my head's warm.
Can a coal crisis alleviate some of the boredom on the North Pole? Will Melfa find a hobby? And will Alphonse see the end of the movie? And don't worry, no Elf Control spoilers here. There'd have to be some sort of narrative direction for it to be spoilt. Find out more next time on Elf Control.